Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It is all attitude, and I absolutely love it.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, and Suburbs Pod community members. This is Noah Crane calling in from New Hampshire with my best of 2025 picks. Well, most years, picking one album as my favorite is incredibly tough, but not this year. My pick is the self-titled album from Snowcaps, which I and several others highlighted for the October New Music segment. Katie Crutchfield is really on a creative heater, and getting the balance of her and her sister Allison is just a wonderful callback to their collaborations as P.S. Elliott. It's just a perfect blend of alternative, indie, and Americana, and there's just something about siblings singing together that sounds better than non-siblings doing it.
Call me the long-haired cat in your window.
Now, my pick for Song of the Year was much harder, and my choice comes from the Australian band Mountain Deer. It's a five-piece kind of indie alternative dream pop outfit from Brisbane, and they released a single called Hero Worship back in March, and then they later included it on an EP they released in the month of October. The song Hero Worship has a Peter Hook-esque opening bass line and a soaring chorus, two things that I'm a sucker for. Well, there are my picks for this year. Thanks to you guys for another great year of podcasts, and Happy New Year to everyone out there in the Suburbs community.
Thank you. Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for 2025 album, song, and recent discovery. First up is the album. It is called Bloom, came out in January. It is by the band Larkin Poe, which features the Lavelle sisters, Megan and Rebecca. One plays guitar, the other plays a slide guitar. I would describe their sound as a mix of modern blues with a touch of southern rock and Americana. And a song I like for you to play off that album is called Bluephoria.
Time, two, three, many, amen. My fuse is burning pretty short, sweet Lord, have mercy, I ain't getting bugged off again. You went and dug a little deep to the bottom of the bucket. Good luck, it's all gonna blow. Canary ain't singing no more. Been down before, up is all I got to go. I said up is all I got to go. Working for me no more. I said I'm deep in the indigo. I should vertigo on an edge I can't ignore. I grew all the way up, gonna grow myself down. Deep roots, gonna sing a different tune. We are who we are. I may not be a star, but I know that I can shine like the moon.
Now for my song pick, I chose Every Day is Saturday Night by the band Danko Jones from their album Leo Rising, I think came out in November. And I described Danko Jones as a mix of punk and blues. Basically, if you mix Thin Lizzy with AC/DC, that's what you would get.
Saturday night, I say Mondays are not Fridays, Tuesdays are my birthday, every day is Saturday night. This is the level that I'm working at. It's what happens when you talk, talk, hot, right, I'm rolling undefeated. To get to this feeling, you gotta mean it. Don't tease it, you must believe it to be it, and you will. Just so underestimated. I say Mondays are not Fridays, Tuesdays are my birthday, every day is Saturday night. I say Mondays are not Fridays, Tuesdays are my birthday, every day is Saturday night. I can't be bothered by anybody who doesn't want to go out and get it. You're welcome to stay home. I don't got time for complaining. What I need is to maintain. I got a lot on my plate and I don't need the berating. I say Mondays are not Fridays, Tuesdays are my birthday, every day is Saturday night. I say Mondays are not Fridays, Tuesdays are my birthday, every day is Saturday night. I say Mondays are not Fridays, Tuesdays are my birthday, every day is Saturday night. Mondays are my Fridays, Tuesdays are my
now for my discovery, which is pretty recent, a Bandcamp discovery. It's from the band. The band is called Acid Sitter. I never heard of this band before. They're like half Polish, half Japanese. And their latest album is called Escape from Eagle Land. And I'm scared the sound is a very heavy 60s psych rock. And the song I like for you to feature is called Doomscroller's Blues. As always, Jim, Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Hey, is this thing even on? I'm trying to get a hold of Jim and Patrick to get my 2025 picks in for Album and Song of the Year. So hopefully this is working. Hey, Jim and Patrick, Kevin Bartlett, Forest Park, Illinois. Also of Jamming with Kevin, which can be heard every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. on suburbsradio.com. Hey, so here it is. Here's my picks, right? I stopped after 12 albums. I just, you know, I couldn't go any further than that. And the interesting thing as I was reviewing my list is that of the 12, 9 of them were either female lead singers or released by a female, or female share singing duties with other members of the band. And I think what that really is saying is that the women are just kicking the crap out of the boys right now in terms of releasing music and releasing good music. 2025 was a difficult year, not for me personally, but I think as an American, it was a difficult year. And for me, it was difficult in that regard. And I wanted my music to say something. I wanted my music. Sometimes I wanted it hard and heavy. And, you know, just a couple of the, let me just highlight a couple of the albums that I think were really, really good. You know, Sprints, All That Is Over, really fine album from that Dublin band. The Beth, Straight Line Was a Lie. Winona Fighter. My kids introduced me to that. I really enjoyed it. My Apologies to the Chef, which has to be the album title of the year. There are a couple of breakup albums, too, that I got into. Pup, Heavy, Who Will Look After the Dog, that Toronto band. I think that's a solid, solid album. And then, of course, I think it was October, Lily Allen released West End Girl, which, oh boy, never look at David Harbour the same. Anyway, my album of the year goes to Wet Leg and Moisturizer. It's 38 minutes. It's a great sophomore album from Wet Leg. And their first one was pretty damn good. You look at some of the tracks on there, Manch Tout, Catch These Fists, Davina McCall, CPR. Those are really, really good tunes. And the rest of the album is just as good. And I just kept going back to it and listening to it. And then I saw them in concert, and they put on an excellent show. I wish I would have seen them in a smaller venue. They played the Salt Shed here, and normally, or they were scheduled to play the inside of the Salt Shed, but they ended up playing the festival grounds. But still, tremendous album, and a song off of that one that you could play would be Manchtout. And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably not, but it is all attitude, and I absolutely love it. So let's hear that one. Song of the year was a little bit more difficult to choose. Jesse Wells, I mean, he released four albums, so I loved Middle and Pilgrim, but I couldn't. There's so much music that he released. I will say the one song that he released, and I think it speaks to our time, is Join Ice. That song is absolutely tremendous, cutting commentary. And I saw Jesse Wells this year in concert, and his lyrics, his able to like quickly turn a song about a topical subject, is inspiring. And he's playing the type of music that I think we need as American citizens today. But I went with something a little harder, and it was released earlier in the year, and it's by the band Pom Pom. It's a J. Roddy Walston project. J. Roddy used to be of Baltimore. I think he has relocated to the Richmond area. And the song is The Natural Anthem. It's just a freaking rock song. And it's, I don't know really how else to describe it. I kept going back to it because every time I played it, it made me feel good. And I was dancing in my chair. I was pounding the steering wheel, you know, to the rhythm of it. I have to go with that one as my song of the year. So, Jim, Patrick, thank you for all that you do, and looking forward to Knoxville, Tennessee, bring the Suburbs Fest. So I hope, although 2026 is looking kind of like a blank show, hopefully we can turn it around. All right, take care, guys. Take care of each other. See ya. Gotta love the resist.
And there's just something about siblings singing together